T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:17 now, Tuesday, September 15th, halfway through September, to give you a couple of little mileposts along the way in case you've gotten lost in the COVID hurricane season fog. I should put a slash between those two. First presidential debate 2 weeks from today, the first day of fall, 1 week rather from today, and we are officially 49 days out from the presidential election. And yet, Sally has still not made landfall and moving at 2 miles an hour. I hope it has by the time any of that happens. Joe Valiente joins us now, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well, believe it or not. We've had some long days, but we've got a good team, and we're ready.
Well, and the result, I guess you got to look at ultimately the end result, right, Joe? Because you'd have worked as hard whether it came here or not, or maybe even harder if it had. And we should all – here's what I'm trying to say in my own clumsy way. Instead of getting caught up on the inconvenience of this or track here or that, I think we should all just thank God that it didn't come here, not to wish anything bad on anybody else. But we're pretty lucky. Let's start with, I guess, the South and work our way up in Jefferson Parish if we can. Joe, tell me about Grand Isle and what's going on down there.
So Grand Isle's in pretty good shape. They are starting to get some water to seep onto the island. Highway 1 between Leeville and Grand Isle, and they're fighting a high tide right now through 9 a.m. There is water on sections of that roadway. It's not impassable yet, but it's possible if this northeast wind continues that it will become covered. But right now, high water vehicles can still make it through with no issues whatsoever. The backside of the island, because of the northeast wind, and that's water coming out of Barataria Bay, like from the Lafitte area and Crown Point, and that's pushing down, and they're looking at about a foot of water on that portion of the island. But again, it's spotty, Tommy, so it really hasn't completely overrun the island. The heart of the island, the center part of it, is still very dry, so there's no standing water whatsoever. So part of that reason was that we had the sandbags and the pumps that were sent down there from Jefferson Parish for Laura and Marcos, mm-hmm. and really Criswell, if you want to go that far back, were already there. They were pre-staged. So we were able to make some good assessments based on what Laura did, and then additional pumps were ordered through the state and generators so they could spread out those pumps around the island and do a better job at keeping it out. So really that's what's going on with Grand Isle. Overall, they're in excellent shape. They're getting winds in the 30 to 38 mile an hour range. And so everything is good on the island, and they still have power.
So on one side, and I'm just trying to get this in my mind's eye, The wind is coming out of the north, and that's blowing the water from Barataria Bay there, and that's where they're fighting the high tide, or do I have that backward?
No, that's about right. The back okay. side of the island, which faces Lafitte, all that water that comes out of Barataria Bay is now seeking its way to the Gulf, and Grand Isle basically blocks that outlet, really.
So how bad... Let me take a break here, Joe, and we'll pick it up. We'll talk about the timeline on all of this, all right, both in terms of Grand Isle and then moving north to Lafitte and so forth. Joe Valiente is our guest, the Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. And again, we should all be very thankful for the way it turned out. And again, not wishing anything bad on anybody. But Right now, 8:21 time for traffic on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. And we already talked about Grand Island, the fact that the way the storm is set up and Grand Island is being hit, I guess, by water from Barataria Bay because the wind is coming from the north to the south, being on that side of the storm. What about as it relates to the town of Jean Lafitte and Lafitte itself?
Well, Lafitte actually benefits from this type of scenario because it's actually pushing the water away from them toward Grand Isle. So I just spoke with Marcel Rodriguez, the police chief of Lafitte, and he told me that there is no flooding. There's no water on the streets. The tides are high. He says, but they put over 60,000 sandbags out in strategic locations. And they will also, we staged numerous pumps there of different sizes. So all the necessary actions that we took for Lafitte are working. But in this case, the wind direction and is working for Lafitte, and the tides aren't even affecting the height of the water coming onto the roadway.
Normally that water comes from Lake Salvador or from where?
Well, Lake Salvador is more to the west. But it all seeps in from the Gulf, and it makes it into all those small areas.
Oh, because it's pushed
like Japan,
up. I get it
Lake
now.
Lake Salvador and
it's basically
all those bayous, and then it comes to a point at Lafitte.
It's a reverse flow of what we have now is what happens, pretty much?
Correct. Exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly
right. Yeah. What about the rest of the parish going all the way up north to Kenner and West Bank, et cetera? I guess everything's just fine. And what do you do from here? When do you stand down? You heard, I think it was the president of St. Bernard Parish, Guy McGinnis, say, you know what, not until it makes landfall. Are you concerned at all about any westerly jog, or what exactly, I guess, is the game plan for you all at the Jefferson Parish Emergency Management Center?
Well, so we're definitely prepared. I mean, we have a full activation on the A-team, which is the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. crew. And we sent the B-team home so that they could get some rest. And then if need be, we can bring them in at a moment's time, because clearly here the weather hasn't deteriorated. I mean, it's very cloudy. The winds are gusting in between 25 and 35 miles an hour, but it's still that's still under the tolerance level where we can bring them in. And so, no, we're still fully activated, Tommy, and we're going to stay that way until this storm makes the turn. And if the National Hurricane Center believes that it's fully committed to make landfall, so we just can't take any chances at this point. These storms, especially this storm that's dumping so much rain, and you know, the entire metro New Orleans area is a bowl. So if we get 15, 20, 25 inches of rain, it's going to have devastating effects on the entire area.
Which, just to be clear, nobody's calling for anything, but you're saying if there'd be any...
No, right, correct. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But I mean, in the event that it develops to that point, we're standing up in our emergency operations center, and we're ready to handle the problems that occur as a result of that potential threat.
We only have 20 seconds left, Joe, but I would guess in terms of deployment of assets, you just keep them where they are till the end of hurricane season?
Yeah, definitely in Grand Isle and Lafitte. I don't see any reason why we should move them. This worked well for us to have this storm come in so quickly behind Laura and Hector. So, yeah, I mean, it saved us a tremendous amount of staging time and setup time and manpower. So I would think that, yes, the conventional wisdom will be to keep everything in place.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll check in with Alabama. We'll try to get an official from Alabama, see what's going on there right now. Time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.